I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to the I've Decided radio show this awesome Sunday morning before Christmas. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. We are so happy that you are joining us this morning. We have an amazing show for you. I am so excited to have Ashley Trechick here from Peoria Charter. Hi, Ashley.
Hey, Kim. I'm so excited to be here today. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Hey, welcome. Our word this week, of course, is hope.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the week of hope. It's Christmas.
That's right.
Our Savior was born and gave us hope.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. And so, but you and I have gotten to know each other over the last few months because really want to give a shout out to Peoria Charter.
That's right. They are awesome. I get the privilege of working for them. I'm a recruiter there and then also kind of am in charge of the culture there as well. So I've just been with them since June, but everyone's been so welcoming there and it's been awesome. So yeah, definitely a big shout out to them there.
A big, big shout out to them. And they are a business resource and sponsor of I've Decided. And we're just so grateful for their support and got to come out and speak to some of your employees.
Yes.
And going to have some of the employees there as community members if I've decided.
That's right.
So you guys have just really gotten behind our mission of helping people achieve their goals and dreams. And we're just thankful for those business sponsors like you guys. So first and foremost, shout out to Peoria Charter, and we're grateful for them.
That's right. Yeah,
awesome. And obviously, they're an amazing company because they knew well enough to hire you.
Well, thank you. I so appreciate that. Yeah, it's been an honor. It was definitely kind of out of my comfort zone. I used to be a teacher for 5 years and then just felt like I was being led in a different direction and wanted to change careers. And so they provided me that opportunity and it's been such a blessing and everyone there has been so welcoming and kind. And yeah, so just everyone there, if you're listening, thank you for making my transition easy. It's been
awesome.
Wonderful.
And thank you for supporting I've Decided.
Yes.
So, but I got the privilege of hearing your story firsthand.
Uh-huh.
And there's a few things about this show, guys. You want to stay tuned because it's going to inspire you, first of all, like what you just said, Ashley, about changing careers.
Right.
You know, going to school for one thing, working in a certain area, and then deciding to do something totally different.
Right.
So for those of you who are listening, who's in that transition where your God is calling you to something else, you want to hear this show. It's going to inspire you. There's been a time in your life where you've had some serious medical conditions, and we're going to talk about that.
Yep.
And the hope from that and
That's
your
right.
experience. And so I just get chills just because I already know the story. So we just got to just jump right in here because everybody's going to be like, tell us,
Right.
Anyway, so as I said, our weekly winning word is hope. And obviously, from a Christian standpoint, we know our hope lies in our Savior.
That's right.
Who we are celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ this week for Christmas. And but there's all kinds of stories of hope. And Ashley, your story, your journey is definitely one of hope. So I don't know where you want to start, but I'll just kind of give the floor to you and you can kind of just start sharing your story.
Okay, sounds good. So first of all, I do have a personal relationship with the Lord and that's been so important in my life. And I can honestly say I would not be where I am today if it weren't for him and just my faith and just the hope and peace that he's given me. So a little bit about me. So I was born here in Peoria and lived here for about 8 years. And then my family, we moved out to Phoenix, Arizona, and I lived out there for 14 years. I was not a fan of the heat. So many people say you're crazy for moving back here, but I miss the seasons. I miss just kind of the smaller town feel, that type of thing. So, but when I was actually a junior in high school, I was having kind of some medical things going on, some different symptoms that just weren't normal for a 17-year-old. So my mom took me to the doctor, and the doctor did blood work, and she noticed that my cortisol level was really high. So your cortisol level, or your cortisol, is your stress hormone, and it's your fight or flight. And mine was kind of off the charts. And so we were referred to an endocrinologist, and he requested an MRI. And we found out I had a brain tumor. So here I am, you know, just finishing up my junior year of high school, and being told that at the beginning of the summer I was going to have to go in and have brain surgery. So definitely a lot to take in at such a young age. But I was just so thankful for the people that I have in my life, and just we were surrounded in prayer, and I knew that God was writing my story and that I could trust him with it. So June 1st, 2010 was when I had my first surgery. I was in the hospital for about 10 days, and the condition that I was diagnosed with was called Cushing's disease. So it's where you have a tumor on your pituitary gland, and so they had to go up through my nose, and the pituitary is about 3 inches back in between your eyes. So it is a pretty risky surgery. But everything went well, and my neurosurgeon, you know, said that he felt like he got everything. And I remember, though, asking him, like, on a follow-up visit, you know, hey, is there a chance that, you know, this could ever come back? I tend to think in the future. I'm type A. I like to have a plan. And so I remember him saying, well, there's a small chance that it could come back. And obviously he can't tell me, you know, oh, no, it's never coming back. And I just thought, okay, you know, I'm just going to continue having my follow-ups and just continuing to trust the Lord, like, with this journey. So for the next several years, I had several MRIs done. I would go and have blood work done, and everything was coming back fine. So we thought, okay, great. This is wonderful. So I fast forward a little bit. I attended Arizona State University. Go Sun Devils.
Even though she doesn't like the sun heat.
Exactly. I always get kind of weird looks when I wear, like, ASU stuff back here. People are kind of like, what's that? For the longest time, my dream was to be a teacher. I had that passion. And so I went to school and I studied elementary education and special education. And so I taught for a year after graduating. And then the Lord really put it on my heart that I wanted to come back here to Illinois. So
you moved from Arizona back to Peoria.
I did.
Now,
yes.
Are your parents here now, or are they still in Arizona?
So my mom and stepdad live here. That was part of the reason I moved back. My mom got remarried and moved back here.
Ah, so want to be near mom.
That's right.
So you're working. And then as a teacher, you could certainly come back here.
Mm-hmm.
And you started working at the Peoria Public School District.
Is that right.
Where you got landed your job?
I did. Yes.
Wow. So there's a lot of story between there and your 5 years here, right?
How long have you been
at Peoria Charter?
Just since June. Okay. June of this year.
So something new.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
And when we come back, we'll pick up where you left off moving back to Peoria.
All right.
Stay tuned, everybody. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. We are in the studio today with Ashley Trechik from Peoria Charter Coach.
Yes.
And I want to be clear on that, because just in case any confusion, Peoria Charter Coach.
Yes, with the motor coaches, the really nice buses, the luxury buses.
Yeah, and the travel agency.
Yes.
Now, you guys do travel.
We have three travel agencies, which is incredible. And I didn't really understand all that, like, a travel agent can do for you. That, like, doesn't cost you any extra. I'm like, hey, if I ever travel internationally, I will definitely be using a travel agent.
Right, because they can hook you up.
That's right, exactly. And I will just have a stress-free vacation. So
that's awesome. And we are going to be talking about doing some type of fun travel trip with you guys as well. So that's going to be coming down the pipeline. But to get back to our story of hope.
Yes.
Our weekly winning word this week, if you're a member of I've Decided, you know that every week on Sunday afternoon, you get your weekly winning resource to help you stay motivated and on track for your goals and to be successful. And we have a weekly winning word. And this week, it's hope. And for obvious reasons, it's the week of Christmas.
Right.
And as Christians, this is our hope.
That's right.
And But Ashley has such an amazing story of hope. I invited her on the radio show to share that with us. And you were getting to the point where you had just moved back. You had been a teacher for a year.
Yes.
And then your family had moved back to Peoria, so you decided to
move back here. Yeah. So my mom got remarried and moved back here, and I always considered Illinois home. I have grandparents back here, aunts, uncle, and so I'd come back and visit at least once or twice a year. And so I just jumped at the opportunity to be able to move back here. And when I first moved back here, I did not want to teach. After my first year out in Arizona, I had 35 students in fourth grade.
Oh, wow.
By myself, no aid or anything. And it was my first year. And so I moved back, and I was just like, I can't do this again. Like, it was just exhausting. And as a teacher, any teachers out there listening, you take ownership of your kids. So I felt like I was a parent to 35 kids.
But yet you were probably only, what, 21 or 22 years
old?
Yeah,
I was 21 when I graduated college. I graduated in 3 years. So, yeah, 21, and then finished it up as a 22-year-old.
With 35
kids.
Fourth graders.
That's
which,
right.
What is that? Like 10?
Like 9.
9?
9 to 10.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Yes. So when I moved back here, my mom just really encouraged me. She's like, hey, it's not like that everywhere. So I think you should, you know, give teaching another shot. So I did. And I moved in with my mom and stepdad for about 8-9 months as I was saving up to buy my first house. And so I was super excited to be able to do that. I bought my first house in April of 2016. Yeah, that would be right. And so I was hired on as a teacher at Thomas Jefferson in Peoria Public Schools. And I taught fourth grade again. And so kind of flash forward to like that springtime when I was buying my house and still living with my mom and stepdad, I kind of started having some of the same symptoms again. But I wasn't noticing them as much as my mom, just because, I mean, I look at myself every day in the mirror, and one of the symptoms is you get what's called a moon face. And so your face becomes kind of puffy and more round. And another symptom is you start gaining weight. And I've been pretty petite and small my whole life. And so, just noticing some of those changes. So kind of a crazy story. I'm going to try to make it short. But my uncle went in for a neck procedure and had a neurosurgeon do the procedure. And my mom just felt led to, you know, ask the nurse if this doctor knew anything about Cushing's disease. And so she did. And the nurse kind of lit up like, oh, yes, Dr. Sung. So he's here in Peoria. He does know about Cushing's. I'll see, you know, if I can mention something. My mom thought, oh, OK, you know, he's in the middle of doing a procedure. You know, we'll see what happens. And so after the procedure that my uncle had, because my mom had been at the hospital with her sister, the doctor came out, Dr. Sung came out and said, oh, yeah, you know, Rich did fine. Now, who has Cushing's disease? Like, he was super intrigued. And so my mom kind of shared a little bit of my story and my health journey and said that we thought, you know, maybe something was going on again. And so within a couple of weeks, I was in his office, like, had an MRI done, and he found another tumor. So here I am, you know, again, finishing up the school year. I just bought my first house. Obviously, medical bills are not cheap. That was, you know, kind of a concern that I had. But at the same time, like, the Lord had taken care of me before. So I knew that, you know, he wasn't going to stop. And I just continue to have the faith and have hope for a future. So I ended up having my second brain surgery on July 29th of 2016. And it was pushed back a little farther than we had anticipated. And I started work again in the beginning to middle of August for the school year. So I literally had brain surgery and then went back to work like 2.5 weeks later. So many of my coworkers were like, Ashley, like, what are you doing here? And I'm like, well, I feel, you know, pretty good. I don't want to just be like sitting at home, you know, that type of thing. So, again, I just held on to my faith, and Dr. Sung, you know, felt like he had gotten everything, and that we, you know, were hopefully cured. I was hopefully cured. So obviously I had MRIs after that and more blood work, and my levels were not coming down. And so we went back in to see him, and he told us that he thought that there had maybe been a tumor hiding that he didn't see. And he... I feel like is a very humble man and such a wonderful doctor. And he told us, you know, I don't feel comfortable going in again. And he asked my mom and I, would you guys be willing to travel down to MD Anderson in Houston, Texas for a third brain surgery? The doctor that I studied under down there, I feel like is the only one that would be capable of doing a third surgery because it's pretty risky going up there for a third time. So my mom and I honestly, like, no questions. We're just like, yep, like, we'll go, you know, give us the contact information, you know, we'll figure it out. And so during this time, like, I really just dug deep with reading my Bible and journaling and just thinking about, you know, how can my story possibly impact somebody else in a positive way? That's been my whole philosophy through this all. If I can impact one person, then, like, I feel like that's an amazing thing, an amazing blessing that the Lord has entrusted me with that. So kind of crazy, but in the fall there, I was actually in two weddings. Two of my, like, really good friends from college were getting married a month apart from each other. So I was like, you guys couldn't have gotten married, like, back-to-back weekends. That would have made it a little bit better and
You're
cheaper.
You're at that age where everybody's getting married.
Yes, that's right. So I was flying home from that, and I was just praying that, you know, the Lord would just help me again be able to use my story and give me something. And he laid upon my heart the saying, shine brightly. Ashley, I want you to keep shining brightly. And he gave me the verse, Matthew 5:16, in the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see good work and give glory to your Father in heaven. And that has honestly just been my motto, to shine brightly and give glory to my Father, because if it weren't for him, I may not be, you know, sitting here today. So,
well, I even think about your doctor here in Peoria, how God lined that up so perfect.
Right. He used my uncle. I was like, thanks, Uncle Rich.
I know. Thanks for having to have that doctor.
I know. Taking one for the team.
I know, right? But it's true how God will use those other people to do his work. And I mean, obviously, there's a little more to this story because you go to Houston and we got to find that out.
Yes.
We're going to take a break and we'll be right back. Stay with us. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope, no pun intended, that you are being inspired and listening to Ashley's story, her story of hope. And it's just amazing, really. And the story continues, you know, just to hear the success and what she's been through and where she's at today really, truly is that message of hope. And it's Christmas week, and the best hope of all, we celebrate the birth of Jesus, which as Christians, that is our hope, where we put all of our hope and trust in. And so it's just a wonderful holiday season and just a wonderful time to hear stories like this, like what Ashley is sharing with us today. But I also want to share my thankfulness and my gratitude this time of year for all of our resources, all of our business resources. Obviously, Ashley, we are so grateful for Peoria Charter Coach and Travel Agency for being a sponsor of I've Decided.
Yes.
And for believing in our mission of helping people achieve their goals and dreams. We're so thankful for you guys. But we have over 60 business members who are part of I've Decided. And if it wasn't for Peoria Charter Coach and Travel and all these other business resources that we have, we wouldn't be able to even have this radio show or put on our motivational leadership conferences or all of the events that help our community members achieve their goals and their dreams and what it is that God has placed on their heart to do with their life. So take a moment to say thanks to all of you guys. We really appreciate you. And really, if you haven't joined our community, this is a great opportunity to encourage you to join our community. It's so easy. It literally takes a couple minutes. It's the best investment in yourself that you can make. You can log into ivedecided.org and you can join there. You can also click on the resource page and visit with all of our resources and see what and who is available to help you in achieving your goals and dreams. So hope is our weekly winning word and what we're focusing on this week. And the definition of that is a feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen. So it's that's not seen, right?
Right.
So we hope, like what you're sharing, Ashley, that your hope is in the Lord.
Yes.
You don't know the future.
Right.
But you're just trusting.
Right.
That he has a plan for you.
That's right. And I think one of my favorite things is, you know, I don't know what my future holds, but I do know who holds my future.
Yes.
And you can find such comfort, you know, in that promise too. Like, that's a promise that he gives us. So, yeah.
That's awesome. It's so true. We're kindred spirits. I would say sisters in Christ.
That's right.
Because I love that verse or quote, and it really, I think about it all the time. So when we left off, you were heading to Houston.
Yes. Yeah. So it's, you know, a couple weeks before Christmas break. That's like the crazy time for a teacher. So in my mind, I'm thinking, who's going to want to come and be a sub for me, you know, like a week before Christmas break. And at that time, I was teaching kindergarten. And so it was a blessing. There was a sub in our building. Her daughter teaches at Thomas Jefferson, and she stepped up and she's like, Ashley, I would love to be able to, you know, take over your class. Like, don't worry about anything. Don't worry about leaving any lesson plans. Like, I got it. So that was a huge relief. So, on December 14th, my mom, my stepdad and I, we flew down to Houston. I'd never been to Houston before. I'd only driven through Texas, like when I was moving back here and everything. So we tried to make, you know, the most out of the trip. On the 15th, it was kind of a crazy day at MD Anderson, lots of tests. And I mean, that's a cancer center. Thankfully, I was not there because of cancer. I didn't have cancer.
So your tumors were not cancerous.
Yeah, so thankfully they were
cancerous. Just in a, it's, I mean, it's brain tumor is dangerous.
Right, yes. Exactly. So I was thankful in that moment that I was not there, you know, because of cancer. I was obviously there for something else, but I was kind of just praying for those around me and their families, because I mean, that's obviously a very difficult thing. So so we met the neurosurgeon the day before he was going to do my surgery, and again, he was one of the most just wonderful, just kind doctors. I was so blessed with three doctors that were just kind people. I feel that sometimes doctors don't have the best bedside manner. You feel just kind of rushed
that,
through.
Right.
Yeah. And I was blessed with three amazing neurosurgeons for every surgery that I had. So, and it was really cool too, because I literally had people all around the world that were praying for me. And we felt it, because he actually found two tumors, one that they didn't know was there. So the surgery ended up taking a little longer than anticipated. But so I'm here today with having gone through three brain surgeries, and it's definitely not a story that I would have written for myself. You know, no one thinks that's going to be happening in their lifetime, but I'm very grateful that it did, because I feel like I have a story to be able to, you know, share with people and encourage them, give them hope. And I listened to a podcast right before my last surgery, and I think it was by Matt Chandler down in Texas, actually. And he said, you know, we can have peace because we know that there's purpose for our pain. And I just kind of clung to that, knowing that, okay, this is hard. This is uncomfortable. You know, I don't like this. You know, I'm going to be having medical bills where people my age are traveling and, you know, just guarding against being envious of that. And but just knowing, okay, God has gifted me with this story, and I want to be able to try to give hope and encouragement to other people. And so I just want to encourage those of you that are out there, you know, if you're struggling with something where you think, okay, this is not fair, this is not what I intended in my life, and there are still certain phases of my life that, you know, I wouldn't think, you know, I would be in right now, and it's okay, though, because I know that God's got me, and he is writing a beautiful story, and there have already been times where I've looked back and seen him working. For instance, with my job at Peoria Charter Coach, I never thought that I would be a recruiter and stepping into kind of an HR position with a teaching background. And the Lord just opened that door, and it's been a wonderful thing. And I can honestly say I don't miss teaching. And so I know it's been a good decision. So yeah, so that's a little bit of my story. And I just am thankful to be able to share it today.
So a couple questions.
Yes.
So back before we kind of move on, because I love the story about your transition from being a teacher into your new career, because I think that that happens to a lot of people.
It does.
We're being called into something else, and that's not a bad thing.
Right.
And it's a good thing, and sometimes you just have to be obedient, but it's uncomfortable and scary.
That's right.
So I want to talk about that for sure, and we might have to move that into the last segment as well. But just to wrap this up with your brain surgery and what you endured. So they found two tumors that last surgery, but how confident are they that they feel like this time they really did get everything?
So this doctor's name is Dr. McCutcheon down in Houston. We were told that he does these surgeries all around the world. So an amazing man that has truly talent. And he felt like he truly got everything. Now, obviously, you can't see cells and those types of things. But my last appointment with my endocrinologist, who I have here in Peoria, he pretty much told me, I think that your doctor down there has cured you of Cushing's.
Awesome. So, do you have to take medication?
I do. Okay. So I do have to take that, but I'd rather do that than have the symptoms that I have before.
We've got to take a quick break, but we'll be right back. Welcome back to the I've Decided Radio Show. I am so excited that you are here with us today, because you are getting to hear a story of hope firsthand, a real life success story from our wonderful, awesome guest, Ashley Trechik, who happens to work for one of our business resource sponsors, Peoria Charter Coach and Travel Agency, I should say.
Yes.
Because you guys started that side of the business a few years ago. And so we're very blessed to have them on board. But as I've been getting to know Ashley, she shared her life story with me, and she's been sharing it with you today. And I think this is really your first step into sharing it publicly.
It is, on a big platform like this, definitely, which I'm so excited.
Because it's a step.
It is, and it's been a dream of mine. So I'm very thankful.
Well, it's only going to start here, because you've already got your title.
Yeah.
Shine Brightly.
Shine Brightly, that's right.
Shine Brightly.
Yes.
And you've got your message, your verse that you can grow with that. And so I can just see you sharing this story of hope all over, and even a book.
Yes.
Shine Brightly.
Hey, that's another one that I have. That's another dream, is to write a book. So,
well, you're going to do it. I'm speaking that over you right
well,
now.
Thank
you're
you.
Going to do it, and you're going to be sharing the story all around and inspiring others to have hope. And we were wrapping it up. So obviously, successfully, you had that surgery in Houston. That doctor feels like you should be cured.
That's
you do
right.
have to take a few medications.
That's right. So actually this past Monday, so actually a couple days ago, on the 16th, I call it my celebration day. So that was my 3-year anniversary of the last surgery. So I will say that Houston will forever hold a special place in my heart. They do have a Head for the Cure race down there. So my goal is to maybe this next year go back down there. And I think it's usually in October, but to run in their 5K race.
Oh, fun.
So that's kind of been the journey. And it's been hard. Like, I don't want people to think that, you know, I was just this positive person the whole time. I mean, there are days where, you know, I would cry and just be like, why me? You know,
right.
I think that it's okay to ask those questions. Because I think that it's important for us to be vulnerable before the Lord. I mean, he already knows our heart and he knows our thoughts, but to be able to come before him and his throne and just be able to put that there and say, like, I don't like this, you know?
What is happening?
Right, exactly. And to be able to ask those questions, and that's okay. So I want to encourage anybody out there, if you are going through something hard, it's okay to ask those questions. There's nothing wrong with that.
That's right. And then also, but he uses for even another amazing thing, is that you realized, obviously, that things can happen. Life can be short.
Yes.
And you wanted to change careers and try something new.
That's right. So my goal is to live each day to the fullest, because we're not promised tomorrow. And so I was kind of going back and forth for a couple years on whether or not I wanted to leave teaching. And a couple years ago, I tried. I had a really, really hard class that it was kind of affecting my health. This was like the year after my surgery, and just affected my overall like attitude. Like, I'm a very positive person. Like, I like to see the glass half full, and it was just affecting my attitude. And I was actually applying for jobs in the middle of the school year because I thought, hey, if I get something, like, I'm out of here. I can't keep doing this. And I even had a phone interview with a company, and it just like didn't go anywhere. And I think that looking back now, I'm so thankful that it didn't happen, because I wouldn't be at Peoria Charter Coach, you know, if the Lord would have allowed that job to happen. And so I think being able to also rest in, you know, like when God closes a door, I think our natural tendency sometimes is to try to pry the door open, you know, because we think that's a good thing. And my mom is just so full of wisdom. She's one of my best friends and the best mom ever, and also has been one of my biggest prayer warriors just over my life. And she's, you know, often reminded me, okay, if something's not good, then you don't want that in your life. And, you know, if God didn't allow it to happen, then it was not a good thing. And you don't want that, Ashley. So I just, you know, I've kind of held on to that. And so this last year, I finally came to terms, like, okay, I am done with teaching. I am, you know, going to make that leap. I mean, it's a leap of faith. I got my degree in education, and I'm thinking someone's going to have to take a chance on me, you know, because I don't have a degree in HR or, you know, whatever field, you know, you're kind of looking at. And thankfully, Bill and Cindy Winkler at Peoria Charter Coach were willing to take a chance on me. And I met with them and just had a real sweet time. And they, you know, asked me to come in for a couple more interviews and everything. And it happened. And I started officially on June 19th. And I've learned so much since I've been there. And for anybody out there who's, you know, kind of thinking about changing careers, you know, don't be scared. I think that oftentimes we can be comfortable where we're at, and sometimes we don't want to stretch ourselves because nobody likes to be uncomfortable. And so I was so willing to take that risk. And I thought, you know, I'm still young. I'm going to be 27 in March. And so if I want to make the leap, I might as well do it now. And so I've been loving every day since I've left teaching. I've been loving every day at Peoria Charter Coach. So,
well, I don't think that anyone could bring a better culture than a kindergarten teacher.
Oh. And I do have to say,
you know,
that
I think, what a great, you know, I think they, Bill and Cindy are really smart because
thank
they
you.
Probably thought we need some fun.
And I like to have fun. So, and right. I've been able to incorporate some fun things into the company, which has been really exciting. And people have been buying in. Like, you can't see me right now. You might see my picture on social media, but I am in a Christmas sweater. I have Santa Claus like attached to my sweater. And I told Kim, I was like, oh, this picture is going to be great. I don't normally dress like this, but we had an ugly Christmas sweater contest today. So it was fun.
So bringing that fun side,
yes.
You know, and a lot of the drivers are retired from other jobs,
right?
That they come in and drive. And so they need some fun.
Yes,
you know, it's
that's
like lighten
right.
the mood and bring that good fun culture. And
right.
Everybody loves to have fun.
They do. And life's too short to just work all the time. You know, you got to be able to have some fun in your life because, again, you're not promised tomorrow. So you need to live for today and enjoy it.
Yeah. And I'm telling you right now, if you can manage a class of 35 fourth graders
right.
or a class of 25 kindergartners,
uh-huh.
you can manage an office.
So a funny thing real quick. So my mom used to call me the little general because like to have routine, and I was very strict in my classroom and everything. So she's like, oh, well, here comes the little general.
So see, it's a perfect
fit. It is. That's right.
For building a culture out there at Peoria Charter Coach and Travel. So I think they saw something great in you.
Well,
and
you.
Obviously very bright.
Well, thank
and
you.
And you're going to shine bright. You are okay. Shining bright. So all of you listeners, you stay tuned. So as Ashley's going to write her book.
That's right. Remember the name.
Remember the name. We'll bring
yes.
her back on. All right. Thanks, Ashley, for
thanks
being
so much,
with us.
Kim.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Visit our website, ivedecided.org. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?